Gov, the breakfast is any good at Sphinx?
Okay, I've ate it a couple of times, the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
The QTs, it depends on which one you stop at.
And they've actually gotten pretty uniform lately. I think they're rebuilding all of their stores to have identical kitchens. And you know, they have this big food service provider now. So, you know, they've gotten a lot more uniform. A grilled cheese at the one at exit 90 is identical to the one at 75, at least. I can say that from experience.
So they've been remodeling them. I know they've been fixing it to where the cashiers are looking out the windows instead of with their backs to the windows so they can watch the fuel pumps. Changes and things pretty drastic on theft.
Detect when a car drives off, but I guess that gives them an opportunity to get a visual on who's doing it. And of course, they got cameras all over everything, too.
Playing a lot into stuff anymore is high rate of theft. It's everywhere.
And on the news last night, a moped is stopped at a red light, the car pulls up behind, they jump out and rob the lady, took her pocketbook, and then jumped back in the car and took off.
Wow.
I'm thinking, if you're riding a moped, I'm probably better off than you are.
That's a sad day we've lived into lately, with the way people think about other people.
It's this weekend.
I remembered it earlier this week, but I'd forgotten it. And Eric, are you going to go to the Charlotte Ham Fest this weekend?
I'm taking the kids to see Peter Pan at the Belk Theater in Charlotte on Saturday, so I won't be there at the Ham Fest.
I thought about riding up there since it's supposed to be raining and everything, can't do nothing, so thought about riding up that way.
Plug in, I'll be back in a second, W2JKT.
Go.
Probably not, I don't think. But do you ever see any of the little SDR dongles up there when you're in the ham fest you've been to?
Usually a little bit of everything there. Things you don't even think got anything to do with ham radio. And so, I mean, it's good just to get out of the house and go walk around. We're talking about maybe riding up that way Saturday if you're interested in going.
KT, gross. This charger has a session fee, so they gotta pay $1 just to start it, and then it's 37 cents a kilowatt hour, which is cheaper than most fast chargers. But yeah, that session fee, oof.
One way or another,
you can use it and then charge you for what you use.
People from hooking up for 5 minutes like I'm about to do, they want you to buy a lot of electricity, so they want you to stay here for a while. And they probably also do it to get you to go into the Sphinx, because they want you to charge for longer. And then, of course, you know, Sphinx wants to sell you a biscuit like I'm about to buy, so they want you to stay here for a little while. See how their biscuit is. I didn't get anything to eat at QT when I got my soda, so I'll be back in a few minutes, guys. W2JKT.
Clear. KOVHK. Getting you a SDR?
Got it. Just, you know, play with it, and I could just take it, you know, my laptop with me when I went somewhere, so you can at least listen anyway. Kiwi SDR, somehow they log into it remote, you know what I mean, and listen to their own radio remote, but I don't know how to do all that yet.
That remote station stuff and all that. I haven't looked into it at all, so I don't know how they do it.
Use the website, you know, and then log into somebody else's radio, you know, in another part of the world to see if I can hear something.
The SDR radio and stuff like that either, so I don't know a whole lot about it.
Trying to figure out what to spend my $100 on that I got off that scratch off for my birthday. Thought about maybe getting another antenna like I have and putting it up in the other location you know, and have two of them where they at least be a little bit directional.
You got the SDR, you'd also be able to look at the band scope on it.
So, I mean, I was thinking, you know, I have, you know, 75 meters up on my antenna, but, man, rarely do I ever use it. Really, thought too much on that. The only time I ever use it, really, is if I check in as a single sideband net, but that's rare.
That's probably the band I use the most.
20 is what I use the most currently. Used to be 40 and that, but you know, 15 and 20. I really need to get something directional for 10.
A lot, especially for digital stuff on 15. No breakfast at this Sphinx. They don't have a kitchen or anything.
So the charge is just charging you extra just to sit there then.
Vacate this, and then I guess there's a quick trip over there back by the interstate, so I'll stop there and grab something.
The charger is not worth much, huh?
Yeah, but not a great one.
Car had a mirror defrost. I didn't realize how much I missed that.
Fancy features, and it don't have a mirror defrost.
A ton of dew on it. You can't really see real good out of it.
Surprising that it doesn't have a heated mirror.
Nice, especially up north.
And, I mean, even the tool truck's got heated mirrors.
Number three this morning, maybe the third time is a charm for getting some breakfast.
Hopefully it works out for you.
That Denny's, I'm sure they'd have something.
BJKT.
Got guys coming at me, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a safe trip on in this morning, and good to talk to you. And let me know if you want to ride up this weekend. KO4HK, I'll be clear when you're final. 7-3.
Hey, Patrick, have a safe day riding around there in Greer. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4, TFW.